I prayed to God for strength, and He gave me difficulties to overcome so that I may become strong. I prayed to God for wisdom, and He gave me problems to solve to make me wise. I prayed to God for love, and He gave me the needy to help and develop the quality of love. My prayers were answered. When we talk about bad things and good things, we have to understand this is in reference to a time frame. What is a good thing? What is a bad thing? Something that appears to be good in the short run turns out to be bad in the long run, and vice versa. There is a story that we used to hear. There was a Chinese farmer. One day, a wild horse ran into his farm. The neighboring farmer said, "What a good thing has happened to you. You've got a free horse." He said, "Good thing, bad thing, this God alone knows." A few days went by, the horse ran out of his farm back into the wild. The neighboring farmers came to commiserate. They said, "This is a very bad thing, you have lost your horse." He said, "Good thing, bad thing, who knows?" A few more days went by, the same wild horse brought 20 horses along with it, and they all came running into the field. Again, the neighbors came to congratulate the farmer. "You have got a lottery, you've got 20 free horses. This is the best thing that has happened to you." He said, "Best thing, worst thing, who knows?" A few more days went by, the farmer's son was riding one of the horses and fell off and fractured his leg. Again, in the evening, gathering people said, "This is a bad thing. If the horse had not come, this would not have happened." He said, "Well, bad thing, good thing, the future will tell." Now, that country went into war with another country, and the king sent his soldiers to recruit all the youngsters in the countryside. All the youngsters, the children of the neighboring farmers, got recruited and got sent to the war front. This neighbor's son was left behind because he had fractured his leg. So what was a good thing? What was a bad thing? When the horse ran away from the field, it appeared to be a bad thing. But then he came back with 20 horses. When the farmer's son fell off the horse, it appeared to be a bad thing. But with a little more time perspective, it turned out to be a good thing. Now, the Vedas say that there are two kinds of things, Shreyascha, Prayascha. Tayo Shreya Adadhanasya Sadhu Bhavati Hriyate Artha Tyau Prayo Vrinite. The Kathopanishad states, there is one thing called Shreya and the other called Praya. Praya is that which is pleasant in the beginning, in the present, but subsequently it leads to misery. And Shreya is that which is unpleasant in the present, but gives joy subsequently. For example, a student, the family members are sitting in the television room watching a movie. And the student has a dilemma. Should I study for my exams or should I watch the movie? So the student decides not to watch the movie and undertake the austerity of studying. This is Shreya. It is unpleasant in the present, but it gives joy in the end. There is a worldly saying in Sanskrit, Sukharthi tyajate vidya, vidyarthi tyajate sukham. Sukharthina kuto vidya, kuto vidyarthina sukham. That student who chases happiness rejects knowledge. That student who chases knowledge rejects happiness in the present. Where is knowledge for that student who wants immediate joy? And where is immediate joy for that student who seeks knowledge? So this is Shreya, accepting an austerity in the present for future bliss. And the reverse is prayer, embracing joy in the present without realizing its miserable consequences in future. For example, if there is a diabetes patient, to eat a sweet meat is joy in the present, but misery later on. So this is prayer. So when we talk about good things and bad things, what is the time frame that we are referring to? We people desire to shed our difficulties. We look for someone who can cut our cocoon and release us from difficult circumstances without realizing it is in going through these difficult times that we fill our wings. It is God's way of preparing us for the flight ahead. It is these difficulties that ensure the unfoldment of the soul. And the saints who have realized this have said so. Swami Vivekananda, an Indian Swamiji who came to USA more than 100 years ago, he said, life is the continuous unfoldment of a being under circumstances tending to press it downwards. And we see this in the lives of great personalities. In USA, the example of Abraham Lincoln is often given. He grew up in very difficult circumstances, but it was those difficult circumstances that forged in him a great character that has inspired Americans for centuries after that. We also have the example of Thomas Alva Edison. I am told that he was terribly poor at one time, and he used to sell tea in the trains, and he was a little hard of hearing. So one day the ticket checker in the train got annoyed and whacked him on the ear. As a result, Edison became deaf for a couple of years. Later on, he was asked, "Do you have any regrets for that period of difficulty?" He said, "No. My external ears were closed, but my internal ears opened. And it was in those years that I progressed maximum." The progress being referred to is not progress in material prosperity, but the progress of the soul in its journey of evolution. And that progress often takes place much better in difficult circumstances.